theextract.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. Always a pleasure here on America Tonight. Coming up, I promise we'll lighten the load. We'll have the millionth, it's a word, the millionth word actually added to the English language. Also, Miss California gets the boot, fair or foul. She's crying foul. They say it's all about the contract, baby, and she broke it. But the big news and where we start, sadly, I don't know if you're feeling this or not. Do you feel that there's an extreme radical movement afoot in the country through different organizations? And maybe there is something to that because of the recession, because of people feeling that they're getting the shaft due to the burgeoning amount of illegals that we've had in this country. And also due to the fact that a lot of people just flat out might not admit it in public, don't like having the first black president. Is there something to that? Well, sadly, today there was mayhem at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Here's what it sounded like as things unfolded and the mayor held an impromptu press conference.
I'd be glad to answer as many questions as possible. What we've tried to do is to arrange everybody who has a role in the investigation of what happened earlier this afternoon so that you could get one message, and then we would be able to have one single stream of communication. We expect to do the same thing again early tomorrow morning after our law enforcement officials have had the night to do their investigation. First of all, my name is Adrian Fenty, Mayor of Washington, D.C. At approximately 1 o'clock this afternoon, there was a shooting in the entranceway of the Holocaust Museum. The Holocaust Memorial Museum is an agent of the federal government. It comes under the Department of the Interior. We're joined by William Parsons, the chief of staff of the museum, who will speak and be able to answer questions about all museum affairs. Again, this was early in the afternoon, just before 1 o'clock. An armed gunman came into the entrance and immediately opened fire, striking one security guard. There was gunfire returned. The gunman was hit. As of right now, the armed gunman is in the hospital in critical condition. There is also a security guard who was hit, who is in grave condition. Our hearts and thoughts go out to the security guard and his family. No name will be released as of right now. We will bring more information to you that as more information comes to us. The other thing that we want to talk about is that we have a partnership with the FBI. Joe Persicini will speak from the FBI about their investigation.
All right, so I wanted you to get the feel for what it was like in D.C. as there was panic originally. Of course there was when it first happened. Now what the deal is the investigation is surrounding this white supremacist. He's the suspect, of course. He went in, they've got him on camera, etc., with a long gun, 88 years old, and started firing, hit the security guard inside the U.S. Holocaust Museum, which was pretty crowded, by the way, before being shot himself by the other officers that were there. So, unfortunately, as a result, the security guard died later. You could tell the mayor there was saying he was telling you the condition. But the guard is dead. His name is Stephen T. Johns. He had been on the job 6 years and was really, obviously, well-liked. But well-liked or not, the fact is he was doing what he could to stop this guy and couldn't do it, so he certainly died heroically in the line of duty. And I know that museum and I know that area, and you're talking about really just walking blocks away from the White House. It's just simply outrageous, and the anti-Semitism coursing through this man's veins had to be certainly what drove him. At least that's what it's believed to be what happened here, because you look at what he's done in the past, and it's undeniable that he was a white supremacist, and he was certainly a member of a lot of different groups and had a anti-Semitic website and wrote a book called Kill the Best Gentiles, alleging to a Jewish conspiracy to destroy the white gene pool. In 83, he was convicted of attempting to kidnap members of the Federal Reserve Board. He was arrested a couple of years later outside a room where they were meeting. He was carrying a bunch of interesting things, a revolver, a knife, a sawed-off shotgun. At the time, cops said that he wanted to take the members hostage because of high interest rates and the nation's economic difficulties. So he's had a life where he's obviously done this. And as I said, sadly, you had a very jammed museum with kids as well there that knew something horrific must be happening. So three shot in all, the two guards, and, of course, the man himself who, as far as I know at this hour in my latest check, he is still alive because he was hit pretty badly, too. I think it's a question of wanting to go out and put his mark on, okay, I'm going to forever be remembered. And, unfortunately, it cost somebody their life. And it's ironic, too, because it was just last week that Obama was visiting one of the sites of a German concentration camp, and he said, if you remember, he couldn't understand how people insist that the Holocaust never happened. Well, this guy was one of those guys who said it never happened, and that's obviously how he lived his life. He was incredibly anti-Semitic and was a part of, as I said, many, many white supremacist groups or offshoots of them as well. So it's a sad thing. And I guess on America Tonight, I feel as though so many of you, no matter how passionate you are about your points of view, are willing to listen to other things. In other words, I don't feel that we get the incredibly extreme variety on the show. I think we get people who have a point of view and stick with that point of view, but are willing to listen. That being the case, obviously, if you're part of one of those groups, excuse me, then you, in meeting and talking about what's happening across the United States, it's flourishing, where there are 900-some different groups that are meeting and talking about it. I want you to hear what some of the witnesses had to say. Can we roll that tape on the witnesses?
Well, we were in the Remember the Children exhibit. We were just exiting, and we heard shooting. I ran towards the glass doors to see what was going on. I thought it was a joke or something. And there I could see a security man pull out his gun and shoot towards the shooter. I also saw another security man lay flat on his belly. There was blood everywhere. So I didn't actually see him get him shot, but I saw that he was badly hurt, and he did get shot.
And then you saw some of the return fire from the security personnel.
Yes, it hit the security man. I'm not sure where, but he was flat on his back.
Do you remember what floor that is? Is that the second floor?
We were in the second floor, right where the Remember the Children was. I see a few of the security people there.
Describe the scene. How many people were around?
All right, we'll have more on that coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, plus the story of Miss California getting shoved out. Fair or foul? Was it inevitable? Hang with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
We are wild about Harry Rinker. He is the guru of all things collectible. And it's your chance, if you jump on those lines right now to talk to Harry, call this number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We were talking last week about Harry coming up again and the fact that there really is a lot to talk about, since I find that so many people are trying to sell stuff and they don't always know what it's worth. They don't have a clue. Some of it is family heirloom type of things that they are ready to get rid of because they're downsizing or whatever, and they'll part with some of their treasures. And some of it might be junk, I don't know, but let the man decide, and you can do that by dialing the digits that I mentioned, 800-259-5791, or shoot me a quick email at americatonight.net. Harry, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We had a little bit of a tornado, of course, in Dallas, where I'm located, and it was kind of scary, 72-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, one of the things, by the way, up on my website, harryrinker.com, is four articles on how to survive wind and water damage to your antiques and collectibles and your family goods.
Oh, you know, I love that, because that happens to people, right?
It does happen to a lot of people, Kate, and one of the things that I'm very proud of is the fact that, you know, years ago I got involved in helping people try to understand how to deal with that. It just pains me when I drive along and I see, you know, a dumpster or something at somebody's house, and I realize that all that stuff that they care so much about, they're throwing out, when with a few simple steps, they could probably catch and save a lot of it. You know, particularly like family photographs and that type of thing. And so a couple years ago, I wrote a series of four columns on how to react when things get damaged in water. And, you know, it can be a tornado, but it can also be a busted water pipes. It could be a leak in the roof. It can be any one of a number of things where water is involved. And just go up on my website, look under articles of interest in there, and you'll find them.
Hey, I've asked you this before because it changes a lot, but what seem to be the hot things that people are unloading? Do you know?
What's going on right now? I think a lot of people are on, well, as you know, a lot of people are unloading gold. You know, the old leftover jewelry and stuff, and I'm not a big fan of these gold parties at all. You know, I wish people would learn to go to their local jeweler, the one that's been in town for a long time, the one that has to rely on repeat business, and they're going to give you the better, far better price than those gold parties are concerned. I think people are unloading their parents' stuff. You know, the new generation of young collectors just simply does not have the same interest as older collectors. And, you know, if you had a parent that collected and you're involved in handling an estate or whatever, you need to get professional help in there because it's getting more and more tricky these days. I think we're seeing, I talked to a friend of mine in jewelry, for example, and she told me that a lot of older jewelry collectors are unloading some really great pieces of jewelry right now because of the current economy. I mean, one of the factors is that not everything is in rough shape because of this economy. Antique jewelry is doing very, very well, actually. You know, people are investing in tangibles. Hot topics at the moment is firearms. A lot of people are investing in weaponry, not to defend their homes, but to collect it, actually. By the way,
I used to get a lot of calls about that, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, Kate, remember last week we had a letter in the mailbag from one of our listeners in Ewing, Missouri, Leonard, Lynn Sly, wrote us about a autographed hat she got from J.T. Walsh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were kicking it around, and who was he? Well, our listener was listening, and I got an email. Now, one of the things that we have is an American Tonight mailbag. And if our listeners would like to email me with a question about antiques and collectibles, they can do that by emailing me at Harry L. Ringer. That's my full name, HARRYLRINKER, at AOL.com. Our friend said, I listened to you on American Night. I heard you mention my previous email. I guess I should have made that more clear. J.T. Walsh was a famous actor, appearing in films. Three off the top of my head were Breakdown with Kurt Russell, A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, and Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton. There were many others. The cap is a baseball-style cap. It is a Destin Boot advertising cap. It was the only thing I had at the time for him to sign. This was on a cruise. There were many other celebrities on the cruise, but JT was the only one friendly enough to come and sit with us and converse. It's very interesting about celebrity cruises. Celebrities get a free cruise, but they're supposed to mingle, but they often forget that part of it. But the thing about it is, I still think the hat's worth about $50, which is what we talked about last time, only because he's not a major Academy Award winner type guy. And so, you know, and right now, people know who he is. The question is what will happen in 20 or 30 or 40 years, and then it's a whole different ballgame again. So the thing about it is it's a fun kind of memory. It's a fun thing to have. Hopefully, you know, our friend got his picture, Lynn got her picture taken with him when he signed it. Whenever you're with a celebrity and they're going to sign anything for you, whether it's a hat or a baseball or a book, please try to get a picture taken or get something, or at least get the notice of the cruise that these celebrities were on board, because the amount of fake signatures out there on all levels of the autograph field are so huge that you really do want to cover your base on it a little bit. But as I said, we'd love to hear from our American Night listeners. You can do that by emailing a question to me, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Please start your question. I listen to you on America Tonight. That way I know to pull the question and put it in the America Tonight mailbag. Otherwise, it'll wind up in my What You Got mailbag, which is my nationally syndicated show on Sunday mornings.
I got an email here from JT, and JT says, hey, Harry, glad to see you're still hanging out with Kate. And he asked about a Charlie's Angels lunchbox. Not much details. That's all he said, Charlie's Angels lunchbox.
Well, first of all, interestingly enough, they were very hot in the 90s. And are still somewhat hot right now. Farrah's been in the news, unfortunately, from a negative point of view. But the thing about it is that, first of all, the lunchbox, when we hear the word lunchbox in the antique collectibles trade today, we think only of the box. the old days, so what we used to call lunchbox had a lunchbox and a thermos. That's now called lunch kit. What happened was in the late 1980s, early 1990s, they started splitting the thermoses out and selling the thermoses separately. This was a market manipulation stunt by one of the people in the trade, and he was so successful in this that oftentimes now they'll split the kit apart rather than sell it as a unit. To be perfectly honest with you, the market has gone soft on that. So today, if you're going to buy anything, make certain that you're going to buy the kit as a unit that is having a lunchbox and the thermos as a single unit. That's a metal lunchbox, as most of the lunchboxes were metal at that particular time. You want to make sure there's no rust or any other kind of problems. The minute there is, the lunchbox value drops very rapidly because of the fact that there are so many good examples that survive that people won't pay much for a damaged one. A premium example, one that with no rust, with the thermos intact, you're probably looking today at about $35 to $45. It was once as high as about $65, $85, but that market's fallen off. Unfortunately, those of us who remember watching Charlie Angels on the Tube are getting older.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no,
though about that.
Well, no. It's a serious thing now. That was the second generation. That was color TV for me. But you know, come on here. If you were born in 1960, you're 50.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Yep.
And you know, if you were born in 1960, you were watching TV in the late 60s and 70s, and that's when Charlie's Angels was on. So, you know, a lot of the people that grew up with that show, it's a lot hard for, Farrah turn? She turned 50, but that was a number of years ago, I think.
Right, she's 60-something now, yeah.
60-something, I believe, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting. Harry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. What's your show about this weekend?
Well, got a fun series of guests this weekend. We're going to be talking about Woodstock, 40th anniversary. Ooh. Yeah, we should talk about that when I come back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
40th anniversary of Woodstock is on, and also a collector of advertising memorabilia, advertising characters like, you know, Pillsbury Doughboy and that type of stuff. So got a lot of kind of fun stuff coming up. And we will talk about Woodstock when we do this again, because it's a big anniversary.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds fun. We'll do that next time. So we'll see you in 2 weeks here, same place, same bat channel, right?
You will. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate it. All right, coming up on the flip side, we have odds and ends. That means a whole collection of what's happening, including tobacco maybe being policed by the FDA. Hang on, that's coming up in just a few moments here on ATN.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
It's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and see. Until it's fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
All right, coming up, I'm going to tell you about the FDA stepping in to maybe get the approval to regulate tobacco. I can't even believe more people are talking about this after all the tobacco wars that have gone on. As I said earlier, Philip Morris must be shaking in their boots at that company. They don't ever want to see that happen. And you think how big tobacco is, and the push is on to do something about it, though. I'll tell you some of the details of it in a second. But Miss California, front and center, Carrie Prejean. Many of you sounded off on that. How about it? She loses her crown, done as of today. And I ask you, fair or foul, was she sacked because of the fact that she wasn't holding up her end of the agreement she signed when she entered the pageant? Or was she sacked because of what she said originally, and this was just a way to push her out of the way? Yay, you know, yay or nay. What do you think? She's saying that's what it is. That, okay, listen, once this happened, I was out. And everything was nice, and Trump had the press conference and all that other sort of stuff, but I didn't break my contract. It was because of what I said, because I didn't agree with gay marriage. Now, of course, the Miss California pageant disagrees. And remember, Trump gave her that second chance and kept her on. He changed his mind on Thursday. He said he told her she needed to go back to work and to honor her contract with the Miss California USA organization. And she just didn't do it, and that's what the problem was. So now she's going to be replaced by the first runner-up, this Tammy Farrell, who was, I guess, a Miss Teen USA a few years ago. And she was originally named a special ambassador to fill in for her at any events that she didn't attend. And ultimately, he just said, she's a beautiful young woman. I wish her well as she pursues other interests. And they're just kind of playing it on the down low. But she's saying that it's, you know, no offense to anybody, but I did what I was supposed to do. And it was because of the criticism over what I said. How about that? I'm going to say that you have to dig a little bit deeper. She was on a radio show talking about that in Los Angeles. And the USA organization is insisting she definitely was not doing what she was supposed to do. Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, or you can certainly jingle the show at 800-259-5791. The big story of the day is the one that we've been talking about. Is there more hate going on across the United States in light of what happened at this Holocaust museum, or is this just another crazy guy who decided to do what he was going to do and tried to make it seem that it was bigger than it really was? You can also send me your thoughts on that, too, at americatonight.net. This is huge, and for some reason, I mean, it's been discussed, but it's not getting the play you would think it would get. Your cigarettes, if you're smoking, and the addiction that you have to cigarettes, maybe you're trying to break it, and maybe you don't care to, and you don't care what the consequences could be. A lot of people have seen family members who have died of lung cancer and other things, and it's depending on how much they smoke and what happened and all that other sort of stuff. But here's the deal. There's this legislation now that's been moving along quite nicely in the House and the Senate, too, and it's this FDA bill. And the FDA bill originally was out there, but there wasn't, the thought was there wasn't enough to help people quit smoking or to stop kids from picking up the habit, that they needed something with teeth in it. So here's what the deal is now. Ultimately, if this is passed, if the Senate for sure says yes, and Chris Dodd is the chief sponsor of the bill, and it's all about this whole addiction thing, and he's a guy who used to smoke, and we know Obama smokes. There's lots of people. Maybe some of you listening to me smoke. Anyway, the Senate says hi, you know, gives the high sign to this, passes this. It would be the first time that it would give the FDA power to regulate the sale, the manufacturing. So you're listening to what I'm saying, right? The sale, the manufacturing, and the marketing of tobacco products, which is incredible. The House passed something similar, and Barack Obama supported it. So the Senate, clearing the way for this passage, when they had an alternative one that they blew up, it's looking pretty good that the FDA regulating tobacco, that, what does that say? You're talking about the development of, what, new, less harmful tobacco products? This would change the way the tobacco companies do business. You think of what big business cigarettes are, because I see a lot of people smoking. I see a lot of younger people smoking. You know, is smoking down? Are people not smoking? Have more people quit smoking? I'd say no way. It doesn't matter about the studies. It doesn't matter about secondhand smoke or grandpa dying from emphysema. I think more people are smoking than ever. Is it stress and the economy and all the things that you start to point to, even though cigarettes will set you back at what they cost for a pack of cigarettes? It's crazy. That's why so many people would go to some of the Indian reservations and get smokes cheaper. When I worked in New York, they used to do a cigarette run at the radio station where I was. And they would go over to the Foxwoods Casino, actually, right in that direction. And they would get cartons of cigarettes for people. So bottom line is, what a revolutionary thing to crush, I think, the tobacco industry somewhat. It'll cripple them. It would have to if there's strict regulations. And I'd have to believe there was some massive opposition to this, right? So if you have the House that says yes, you have the Senate that says yes, and then the President has already said he's signing off on it, then this would be a done deal. Done deal. And all the senators, when they were talking about the bill, had personal examples for the whole anti-smoking thing and struggling with, you know, some of them struggling with tobacco addiction or had in their past. And then others pointing to, of course, family members that they had lost as a result, linking back to cigarette smoking. But if the FDA has control over the tobacco products, it'll change a lot of the things. If you guys are smoking out there, it's also going to change a lot of what you're probably smoking and what's put in those cigarettes. You know, the whole idea that nicotine is addictive, wonder if they'll be able to cripple that whole nicotine thing, but then that would change the way the cigarettes taste, I'm assuming, and whatnot. But, wow, that's a big crushing blow. Big crushing blow. Is anybody out there a smoker that thinks this is a good thing? It's got to be tough to quit smoking. Donovan, you don't smoke, do you? Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you hesitated for a minute. I thought you were going to say, yeah, I am.
No. It's always only made about as much sense to me as sticking something in your mouth and then lighting it on fire.
Right, see, because you know of the end results. You got that. You made that connection.
Well, yeah, and it was just never a habit I picked up, and so it never really got started for me.
Yeah, never a habit I picked up either, although I never really had too many friends that did it until I moved to, I mentioned this, that I've crisscrossed all over the place, lived in California, lived in the East, lived in the Midwest, and there's smokers everywhere, but I never knew too many people that smoked until I moved to Texas, and a lot of people smoke a lot. They hate the smoking ban. They don't like this. Some of you listening to me in Texas, you know what I'm talking about, don't like the idea that you couldn't smoke in the bars and all that sort of stuff. And the no smoking in buildings and the smokeless areas and all that sort of stuff, I think smoking is on the upswing. I think more people are smoking, and it seems weird to me because there's so much more information out there about what could happen to you, because really, does anyone want to go through that horrible death if it randomly happens to you? Now, I had a great-grandmother who smoked, and she lived to be 96. And I had another relative, I'm trying to think, I had an aunt, like a great-aunt that smoked, same thing. She lived pretty long, too. But again, these ladies weren't eating processed foods either. What we're eating in the junk food, they weren't eating that kind of junk food, so then I think there's something to that as well. But I see more people smoking. I see a lot of young people lighting them up. And just go around, drive around some of these big corporations, and you'll see people in the back smoking the cigarettes, taking a smoke break because they can't smoke in the building. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes, if somewhere along the line it doesn't get shot down, but it doesn't look like it because you have the House saying yes, you pretty much have the Senate backing it up, then it goes to Obama, then boom, it happens. And that means that the tobacco companies are going to have to let the FDA in on everything. And what will this product be when it's all said and done? It's not going to happen overnight, but it'll change that great habit of cigarette smoking that many, 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 many people have. And how about this? Could this be justice or not? Norm Coleman, the Republican from Minnesota, who refuses to concede to Al Franken, has been ordered to pay Franken over $94,000 to cover the court costs for his appeal of the Senate election results. How about that? Yeah. A court administrator entered that judgment in, baby, so it's good. You got to write the check, Norm. Because if you remember, he finished 312 votes short of Franken, and it still boggles my mind that in a country that we live in, that we're counting votes, what, like in a banana republic, how does it end up that way in the first place? I mean, I get that there's different ways to do voting, and there's different polls, and it can be an incredibly arduous process. But that's no excuse. How can there not be a uniform system so these things don't happen? So Minnesota is floating around with one senator. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I'll tell you about some things that do make sense that's happening next on ATM.
Yes, well, warn us next time you're planning on thinking.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Tonight. I've got a ton of email. I just went back and checked. So sorry we haven't gotten to that sooner. But talking about this horrific thing that's happened in Washington, D.C., as I said, sadly, are we seeing more of this vitriol, more of this hatred start to well up in America? Hey, I mentioned this already. I'm all about free speech, and it can be ugly free speech. But ugly free speech is different than disgusting, despicable, unforgivable actions. And that 88-year-old man going in to that Holocaust museum and shattering the lives of those people. And remember, you have one guard killed and dead, another one hit. He's also wounded, and it's pretty bad. We'll see if he survives or not. But in the meantime, you also have people in that museum, a very solemn museum that's paying tribute to a lot of souls whose lives were lost. And so you had school-age children that were there. You had lots of people. It was a very, very crowded day. And this is what they're treated to. It's outrageous. And I hope that if somebody is listening to me tonight and you're filled with hatred in your heart, take a look around. You live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. You don't live in a communist country. You don't live in North Korea where you are thrown in a gulag if they decide you looked the wrong way, like these two American women find themselves in this situation, the journalists. You actually have the choice to do what you want to do and the freedoms to say what you want to say and to watch the Idiot Box and watch whatever you want to watch on it and listen to whatever music you want to listen to. And we could go over 100 million rights that you have that so many other people in the world can't even think about. Why somebody does that? And his whole life, apparently, was about that. Sam is listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Georges. How you doing?
Man, terrible thing that happened in D.C., eh?
Being Jewish, you know what we should do? Okay, you're going to bleep out what I'm going to say.
You know, don't curse for us, though, please. Okay.
Okay. You know.
No cursing.
Okay. You know, you should do with it. Can I use at least the three letters?
The three letters.
You know what you should do with this SOB?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. You know, let's put a hockey analogy into it. Tie him up to a net. Don't even give him a jock. And take the five hardest shooters in the NHL. And let them take a pot shot at them with their pucks. And he'd probably say, stop. They would probably say, uh-uh. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, I'm just hoping that this James W. Von Brune hangs on so that there will be justice meted out. Because if he dies that coward's death, that would, to me, be the worst.
Okay, now, obviously, I don't know the layout of this Holocaust Museum. Is that a federal government building?
Yes, it's a museum. It's a national museum.
Okay, so that means, obviously, I don't know an American law, and I apologize for asking. Can he be, obviously he's going to be charged with murder and attempted murder and hopefully a whole bunch of other stuff.
Right. Federal crime is what you're thinking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way. Let's add a little good news. I know it's after midnight, but yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I'm proud to say, I know most people don't want to say it, but I'm proud to say it, I'm 50.
Really? Yeah. I wouldn't have thought 50, but 50's young. 50's not old. You don't feel old, do you?
No, I don't feel a day over 18. Anyway.
Well, that's a good thing. If you don't feel older than 18, you're doing something right. Are you taking some nutrition?
Yeah, true. I was watching one of the local out of Plattsburgh, New York, and it seemed to be this gentleman, and I use that term loosely, lived up around that neck of the woods in New Hampshire for a few years, and was he born in the States, or is he an immigrant? What's his?
No, he was born in the States, from what I know, and he was, here's the guy. He was a World War II veteran.
Right.
He retired from the Navy. He worked in advertising. And, he actually served as a commanding guy. He was a commanding officer of a PT boat when he was in World War II. And he just was filled with all this rage and several times in his life got involved in things that, were all about, you know, anti-Semitic things
right.
and what, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been to that museum, but
I have.
I know friends of mine who have been there with their families, and they've walked out of there, and a lot of them were, you know, like crying big time, you know?
It is very sad, because all you have to do is, you can even rent a Hollywood version of it, of what happened in the Holocaust, or look at any of the documentaries. That's why it's just so mind-boggling to me when you have people like that idiot Mahmoud Ahmadinejad denying the Holocaust. How can you deny it? It's right there. You can go to the camps. This is not made up. This isn't a fairy tale.
Okay. My father, rest his soul, was in World War II. And they worked with the British troops, and they helped liberate one of the camps. And they needed somebody who spoke Yiddish, and my father spoke Yiddish. Now, they brought him into the camp, and this is how should we say, untrusting the prisoners were. When they heard my father speaking Yiddish, they thought it was a ploy by the Germans. That's how untrustworthy they were. My father told me this. It took him 48 hours to figure out, hey, this guy is one of us. You know, that's how untrustworthy, I don't know if that's the right word.
Right.
Men in uniform. And then after they broke down and said, oh, this guy's for real, they came over to him, and my father had to work with the medical officer and with the local, unfortunately, they didn't have a rabbi. They had a priest, you know, to find out, you know, what happened to my family and whatever. And if you ever have a chance to visit Israel, I've visited this museum several times. It's called Yad Vashem, which means the hand of God. It's also a Holocaust museum, and it's also, like, just as scary. In fact, you've always seen it on TV, like when presidents go to visit it, they always put lay a wreath in memory of people who were killed in the Holocaust.
And yeah, just terrible.
And to those people who said the Holocaust never happened, with all due respect, Kate, if they're listening to you, it happened.
It happened.
You know,
it happened. I just don't understand. I mean, obviously, it's people, it's hatred, but it makes no sense. That's why it's sickening to even deal with that idiot in Iran. You know,
and what had happened? Because you're like you said, I know you're a lot of Catholics hit a lot of Jewish children in World War II, and they did such a good job at it. When if their parents survived, they came in to pick up their children. The children would say, "You're not my parents; they are." You know, they did such a good job at it. So. I don't know what.
We'll see. We'll see if he survives, and we'll see what happens.
I mean, I've got, I hope he survives so he can be put on trial, but I hope he dies. You know, I'm stuck in the middle. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I agree with you, Sam. Sad doing.
I'll call you tomorrow for my prediction, but you know.
Let's hear about it. We'll talk hockey next time around. Thanks, my friend.
Okay, take care.
All right, and Sam, you listen to that. You know Sam calls us, and he's got a nephew who's a rabbi who lives in Israel, and he's talked about going to Israel several times, and it's, again, it's unfortunate because you just think of what's the sense, and ultimately it's something that builds, and it's something I don't understand, but I've certainly... seen it in covering people where there's been other extreme things that have happened, and you just, this deadly shooting at the Holocaust Museum, it just makes no sense. And then you go back and you look at his background, and you heard what I told you, that he was a commander. And what is it that made him pop? What is it that made him take his ideas of how he felt about some of the things that were happening in the United States that were wrong in his opinion, and take it to that extreme? Where there was nothing to lose, and obviously he felt that way. There's nothing to lose. I'm going in with my long gun, and I'm firing. So he was ready to give it up. He was ready to call it a day by his actions. And you've got these hate groups on the rise. You have a lot of watchdog organizations that are pointing to the recession, the conversation about immigration, illegal immigration, and the fact that we have our first black president is probably the key factors in that. Sad day for America. You can email me, americatonight.net. Promise I'll get to them probably in our next hour, so hopefully your station is sticking around for more of America Tonight.
I think I need 5 medications, sir.